In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an institution of intellectual growth, acknowledging the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. The day of wrath, that dreadful day, when heaven and earth shall pass away, what power shall be the sinner's stay? How shall he meet that dreadful day? Oh, on that day, that wrathful day, when man to judgment wakes from clay, be thou, O Christ, the sinner's stay, though heaven and earth shall pass away. As an introduction to today's story on Fortress of Faith, listen to these words from the 37th Psalm. trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Long ago, famine and death stalked hand in hand across the moors of Scotland. Potato crop failures year after year left bare the meager, rocky fields of the hard-working Scots. Thousands abandoned their homes to begin life anew in America. Years later, a group of Christians were gathered at the estate of a prominent lady who frequently invited guests to join her in scripture reading, prayer, and discussion. As they were speaking of the kindness of God in times of trial, the hostess asked,
"Could anyone tell of an experience in your life to prove God's faithfulness?"
A saintly old woman stood up and told this story.
"Years ago, during the time of stark famine, my husband and I faced starvation in our humble home. The last bit of food had been taken from the shelf, and we knew not where to get more. I went to my husband one day with tears in my eyes. 'What shall we do? All our food is gone.'
'True, Mary dear, but don't fret. Trust in God. All through the ages, he has never failed his children. Let's put on the porridge pot. Start the water boiling.'
So I put the water on the fire, and we bowed in prayer before our Father in heaven, asking him to give us oatmeal to keep us from starving. Even while we were praying, we heard a sound outside. Rising from my knees, I opened the door. No one was there. I was about to close it again when I noticed a sack on the step. Rushing to the road, I looked in every direction, but saw no one, and could hear only the retreating gallop of a horse. When I returned to the house, we opened the bag and found oatmeal, the oatmeal we had prayed for. God had answered our pleadings."
No sooner had the woman taken her chair than the lady of the house rose to her feet. Fighting back tears of gratitude, she began to tell the other half of the story.
"Oh, I remember clearly that great famine. Our family always had plenty. But one night I was sorely distressed. I couldn't sleep, thinking that perhaps some of the neighbors were hungry. So deeply did it disturb me that I called a servant and told him to take a sack of meal to someone at that late hour of the night."
"But, madam, where shall I go? To whom should I take it?"
Take the horse and put the sack on his back and let him go by himself. Wherever he stops, put down the sack at the door, and then come home. As soon as he left, I put the whole matter before the Lord and asked him to guide the horse to some needy family, just as he led the kine when the Philistines sent away the ark, and as he led the ravens to his prophet Elijah. After some time, the servant returned, telling me that he had left the sack, as I had directed, at a small cottage some distance away. Now I know God was answering the trusting prayers of these friends who were starving. How thankful I am that he answered my prayers and guided the horse to their home. How rich is God's mercy. It endureth forever.
Listen again next week for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.